pancreas.
Oh, that's the worst.
Which is the worst. The worst you can get. Mm-hmm. And we're all very, very sad. And he was in the first class workshop, too.
Gosh.
But I knew, and that's how I knew him, from Ann Arbor Art Fairs and so on. Anyhow, Pat said, go get a degree. You can teach. Mm-hmm. So I finally went back to the University College, and in 10 weeks, I got a degree. I had because all the years I had gone to the museum, if the teacher graded you, you could buy the grades for the university. It cost me money to whatever. So I did that.
Okay.
I graduated from the university. First, I had a birthday and turned 65, and then I graduated from the university. And then, and I went on Medicare, and then I got the first job of my whole life in January. This was December and January. That was exciting.
Yes. Wow. Well, that's
first
quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. And this is what I do, a lot of mentoring. This is what
good,
I do.
Good.
And where was your job?
577 Foundation.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It wasn't even called that. It was Mrs. Stranahan.
Right, Mrs. Stranahan.
And through Bowling Green. So I needed the degree. I forgot that part of it. I needed the degree.
In order to teach.
In order to even apply.
Oh, yeah.
So I had the degree and I applied.
And you started the program, right?
I started the potter. That's what she wanted. She wanted a potter out there because in one of the horse barns, she loved clay, and often you'd find her down there on a Sunday sitting in the yellow room playing with a little bit of clay. Mm. But it was, and I set up the whole studio.
Oh, gosh.
And it's amazing. Still going. Wow. That's the best part.
That's
but
nice.
She had several of her children liked the clay.
Good.
They were
good.
Potters. So all of, and what does it all boil down to? What? Yes, you do. You do. What word do I use and tell you all to remember it?
Luck. But it's more than luck.
Yeah.
And that was not original thought. I heard that on television.
I think there's a lot of luck in life. I really do. I think
and I, from
just
Mrs.
A moment difference can make...
From Mrs. Stranahan, I learned always be open, Edith. Mm-hmm. Let everything come in. Don't have to keep it. Mm-hmm. Don't have to want it.
That's what it is more than
but
luck.
Let
it's
it come in.
Acting on things.
That's right.
Acting on things.
Well, and just listening and learning. So she truly was a mentor for me. She was terrific. And then when she died, then I, shortly after, like a month, I retired. But I, thank God, but then I was an old lady.
So so how long have you lived here? Just a few months?
When did I come in? July.
July, okay. So how do you like this?
It's just fine.
Yeah.
I wanted to get out of my house because of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted, Bowling Green came and they picked, I collected a lot of tea bowls. There's a picture. Penny, where's your pictures?
Mm.
You know, the one of the big round table. I don't even know where it went to. But on it, I had a collection of tea bowls that I'd collected for years. You know, you trade them, you buy, I don't even know if I bought them.
Yeah. Oh, is that what those are?
Those are tea bowls.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, I think John Bellster had already picked some of them. Who knows, with a little hole. So I, now what was I talking about?
Somebody came in.
You wanted to get your stuff.
Yeah. I didn't want it bulldozed out. My daughter's in Milwaukee and busy with her life and grandchildren and... And she said, no, Mom, you didn't do it for me. You did it for you, so you'd know where everything went.
Mm-hmm.
Lourdes College came, took down my kill, my gas kill, and I was just astonished at how I ever built it all by myself.
God.
All by myself I built. Never took a picture.
Yeah, it's brick by brick. It goes like that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
And then she covered it with copper.
Sheet copper. I never worked with metal before. But I went out and bought 3 sheets of copper, not for what you pay today. I think I paid $80 for all the copper.
Bent
it a little bit. But I had a friend in the hardware store, Schwartz Hardware on Door Street, and I went over and he showed me how to pop rivet. So I pop riveted this. But I did it.
Yeah.
And when I look back on it now, I'm astonished at what I could do.
That's fabulous.
And I did.
Good for you. Well, it's an